The best management practices of cover cropping in almonds. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. It's a new manual that focuses a lot of information on potential cover cropping in almonds. Vivian Walters is a postdoctoral fellow at UC Davis. She's the lead author on this manual.
Looked a lot at the considerations that you want to take into account when cover cropping. So one of the big things that we wanted to look at is how growers could think about what, when, where, and how cover crops fit into their system. So one of the big parts of the cover crop guide is this piece at the beginning that we call the planning piece. And the planning includes a lot of questions about what age is your orchard? What kind of irrigation do you have? Is your orchard organic? Are there any pest concerns? Because those really can be the challenges to cover cropping.
And some factors can also limit the opportunities.
So if your irrigation system is a drip irrigation system, then you are fully dependent on winter rains to germinate your cover crop. And that means that you're going to need to plan slightly differently from somebody who is irrigating the cover crop when they're irrigating their trees in the fall after harvest or something like that, which could lead to, if you have irrigation that will reach the cover crop, that could lead to a more robust stand. Whereas if you're depending on rain, then you need to scale your expectations.
Thanks for listening. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.